Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome back to Indigenous Voices of the People. I'm your guest host tonight, Jabril Salam, and I'm Ian Strong Bear, LB. And tonight we're hosting for Tanupa Gluha Money of the Strong Heart Warrior Society of the Independent Lakota Nation. Where this is an Indigenous radio talk show, folks, where Indigenous people can have a voice, have a platform to share their knowledges, understandings, and traditional teachings and so forth, and social issues that go on Turtle Island and different set of reservations, urban centers, towns, cities, what have you. We give honor and thanks to our sister Leona Brando Abram, who donated this show to the Indigenous people so that we could have a voice, have a platform to talk about indigenous issues. We always start our show off, folks, with a prayer, and we end with a song. And sometimes we get pretty controversial on this here talk show. So welcome back to Indigenous Voices of the People. It's your radio show, folks. Meet, greet, engage, and share your understanding and your issues going on here on Turtle Island. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ar-Rahmanir rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين انعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ياسين والقران الحكيم انك لمن المرسلين على صراط المستقيم تدل على العزيز الرحيم لتنذر قوما ما انذر اباؤهم فهم غافلون لقد حق لقالوا على اكثرهم فهم لا يؤمنون إنا جعلنا في أسماك لالا فهي إلى أسفاني فهم مطبعون وجعلنا من بين أيديهم سدا ومن خلفهم سدا فأغشيناهم فهم لا يبصرون وسواء عليهم أنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون إنما تنذرهم أن اتبع ذكرى وخشع الرحمن بالغيب فبشره بمغفرة وأجر كريم إنا نحن نحيي الموتى ونكتب ما قدموا وآثارهم وكل شيء أتيناه في إمام مبين صدق الله العظيم. What's going on in Indian country today? Our people are still suffering under a colonial policy. Under the such contract laws, such as 638 contracts, and all these different agreements and contracts made with people who are not even original people, who our forefathers and great great grandparents did these agreements with. So, our way that we see it is that we have to go back to our root, to our original way of life. And our original way of life was the indigenous way of life, was independence, freedom, self-determination, and self-governance. And to share with others the knowledge in light of the blessings given to us by our great creator and the understanding that comes from Mother Earth and all of our winged creatures and our four-legged creatures, those that crawl, those that swim. We had a deep understanding with these things, our plants, our waters, the different trees, the different aspects of the trees. If there's no water in a certain area, we look for a certain type of tree. Why? Because that tree is going to indicate to us that there's water in the ground and there's water to be tapped from the tree. So many different knowledges that we once had and that are still available to us if we pick back up those ways that the Creator gave us originally. But if we follow some other ideas or other doctrines which lead us into a paradigm of confusion or disillusion, then who is the beneficiary of those mishaps? The people who left that original teaching. قُلْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ تُفْلِحُونَ. Say it is none to be reverent but our great creator, who is the only thing that is singular. Everything else is dual, plural, or opposite. These are the original ABC building blocks of the true teachings of the those of the ancient way, of the ancient time. Ten is for all time, not just for the ancient time. It's for then, it's for now, it's forever. And we understand, some of us understand this, so we try to make the effort to live on this path and fight against the tyranny and oppression of those who wish not to understand the true path of life and the true essence of what it is to be an earth man, an indigenous man, one who is in unison with his parents, his grandparents, his brothers, his sisters, his kinship, his extended kinship, his animals, his nature, the nature about him. Sounds like a lot, but it's very simple because you were born with it. But most of the people abandon it due to greed, avarice, all those ill attributes and bad character. One should always seek to build a better character today than he had yesterday. Why? Because it's beneficial to him and to all the others who are watching him. Us as elders or adults, they're always young ones, always watching and admiring and patterning themselves after your example. Whether you know it or not, or whether you see it or not, somebody is watching and somebody is picking up that which you are displaying in your character or your behavior. And one day that will manifest as something that you partook in or that you originated, you started. You start an honest good deed, teach someone a trade or something that's beneficial to their well-being or to their spiritual being or their physical being, then so long as that knowledge travels and is passed on, you are a beneficiary also of the blessing of that knowledge. Well, it works both ways. If you work with the trickster, you into the ill deeds and the bad behavior, then that too also is residual and follows you from now till even you get to the spirit world, where those will be held accountable when they come before the great spirit. And it's questioned about how did you spend your time? How did you spend your provision? What did you teach your children? How did you deal with your elders? How did you deal with your neighbors? How did you deal with your parents? All these things from the time of Balak, of puberty, to the expiration of the physical form, you are accountable for. Those before puberty, your parents and grandparents and those who reared you, they will be accountable for. This is the universal order of freedom and independence. And I turn it over to you, give me maybe other views and perspective on what is true independence and true determination.
True independence, one. Well, the word independent means that, you know, self-governance means that you are not relying on anybody, you rely on yourself, you know. And when you rely on yourself.
So let me ask you, so does that go along with self-reliance?
We're supposed to go hand in hand with self-reliance. You know, you still depend on the one with yourself, and not only depend on yourself, you know, you work, you know, your work is independent, your thought is independent, you know, and that you're not letting anyone govern you or telling you what to do or how to do it. You have your own freedom of mind, your own freedom of thought. And when you give that up, then I was saying before, you deal with the right to fight for yourself, for other people fighting for you. That's not independent. That you have your own thoughts, your own will to do what you feel that you want to do, long as in the correct way. And, you know, so when you have other people.
So I got a question for you. In say you wanted to do business as a tribal nation or organization or whatever, and you wanted to do it under independence, how would you go about doing that in a commercial world where they controlled everything commercially under a uniform commercial code? How would that happen? I mean, how could you pull that off?
First of all, you have to get out their system. Hold on for a second. And once you get out their system and don't get their license, then they can regulate you. Once you have what's there, they can tell you what to do. But if you don't have nothing there, they can't tell you what to do. So the first thing you got to understand is that you need to get out their system. And once you get out their system, then you can practice yourself independence and stuff like that. So, in other words,
you're saying we had to remove ourselves from that colonial-based system and get outside the box. Is that like what you mean by private?
Yeah, that's here.
Someone was explaining to me that being independent would mean that you would be a private entity instead of a commercial entity. Could you give some expound on that?
When you're a corporate entity, it means that the governor has control over you and tell you what to do, how to do it, and when to do it. But when you're private, and it's there has time between private and corporate. When you're corporate, it means that the governor can regulate your business and can regulate you. But if you're private entity, the governor has no place on what you do, because you do not have any plan what they want or anything they can use to regulate you.
That's interesting. Oh, okay. It kind of reminds me when we were one time we're looking up banks and that the difference between a public bank and a private bank. The public banks were credit unions, and the private banks were like Chase and Fifth Third and all those guys. So you tell me if you private, then you're not under that regulation. But if you public and you buy a permit from white man, then you got to buy by the white man rules. Is that what you tell
me? Yeah, whatever they tell you, the rules, the regulation, and they say so in their head. So whatever they tell you how to jump, you got to jump. When they tell you to skip, you got to skip. But, you know, because you have what is theirs. So if you do not have anything there, they can't tell you what to do. So if a license, a business license, all of that is theirs. So they can regulate.
Well, doesn't the Shuttleworth versus Supreme Court say that you can do business in your own way in the private? So being independent would make you a private entity instead of a corporate entity like a 501c3, right?
Yeah. The governor owns. The governor can always tell you what to do and how to do it. Anything the governor don't own, remember they can't tell you. Remember there's two things. The private, people don't understand. There's two sides of everything. There's a private side and there's a public side. The public deals with the corporation and the government. The private side deals with you as autonomy or self-independent person. So people don't understand too.
Hold on. Now, Chinupa's going to jump in here. Now,
okay.
Run that by me one more time.
What I'm saying that is two different sides, the private side and the public side. If you deal on the private, if you deal on the public side, that deals men with corporation and government entity. But on the private side, that's where your self determination, independence come in. You're not regulated by the government or the corporation. I mean, that's my take on it.
Okay, so who's bringing this subject up here on this one?
Which
one of the brothers?
This is the real, and I'm asking
some questions so that some of our people can get some idea about what's public, what's private, what's independent, what's controlled by you, what's controlled by the white man, where you want to be.
All right.
Because
I think some of our audience
don't understand a lot of the stuff that we even talk about.
Let me get on this thing with you guys real serious, okay?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay, you ready for this?
Yeah, go ahead.
When we're thinking about independence and we're talking about independence, here's the current situation of why the higher monarchy creates separation of division and keeps it with the wealth of people, okay? The reason for that is America has always practiced and perfected colonial policies to neutralize even the distribution of coin metal. That's how this whole monarchy and the monetary existence is supposed to exist, which is independence. But today we don't analyze that because the rich keep getting richer, the poor keep getting poorer. Now, there is a way to eliminate all this if we decide to take this responsibility and utilize it for the purpose of why we are continuously staying in that norm to hold the system accountable. Now, over a course of history, okay, the first continental president, which was Hamilton, okay, Hamilton created the continental dollar, which was backed by its own entity, kind of like Abe Lincoln and JFK. Abraham Lincoln and JFK found a way to implement their understanding of the monarchy. Abraham Lincoln trusted the value of his government. So that's why he didn't have to go to the banks to ask for, you know, acceptance and assistance to found his war between the South. That's the whole purpose of why people don't understand higher monarchy, because we still fallen into the parentheses that belongs to the white man, day in and day out. Coin metal was the implementation of how America implemented its chain of philosophy. And as I'm talking to you, here comes a helicopter flying by, spying on people as they always do. Reservations are known for that. But what I'm getting into is when the hierarchy created the foundation of coin metal, if you look at the United States Constitution, you have to pay your taxes by coin metal, gold and silver, which you don't have. But wait, here's the catch. You do still have it because you got coin metal. You got copper, nickel, and chat silver. Chat silver is your quarters and your dime. Your nickel silver is your 5 cents. And your copper is your penny. Because you don't see any more of the 50-cent piece anymore, or the silver dollar, which is bronze color now, which has, you know, Chicago Wea's picture on there and a few other idiots, you know, from the white man's point of view. The coin metal still is a freedom of how independent taxation was implemented. So this is why a lot of the higher people that understood it, it's about taxation without representation. If you're angry about it, then you'll understand exactly how independence works. So the hierarchy created this. Remember, the banks are creating money today. The banks are. When, in fact, the federal government's meant to are supposed to create the monetary existence. Right or wrong? That's right. So the only two presidents that ever made that hierarchy to challenge the system was President Lincoln, Abraham Lincoln, the stovepipe hat guy, the $5 bill due and his head's on the penny. And the second one, his head was on the 50-cent piece, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, JFK. So those banks hated these two guys, and that's why they had them knocked off. Banks did that. But nobody seems to catch norm about that stuff because everybody's all computerized with everything of technology when, in fact, they don't read. Now, if the Great Spirit was supposed to be using the monetary existence, he would have gave us that opportunity. He would have grew paper dollars all over the streets. He would have had coin metal laying everywhere, which we all know in history, stones, gold, and silver were everywhere in certain parts of the country that indigenous people still occupy. And the hard part is, the parentheses to that, nobody still believes in independence. That's why the white man, on the other hand, utilized independence on 4th of July. The Declaration of Independence was created that, so they honored the 4th of July. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light? Okay? That kind of substance. And that's what creates the celebration of 4th of July. Stolen material that creates fireworks to display. Okay? Always the white man stealing something. So the hierarchy, on the other hand, does not exist. Try it and see what happens. So the independent structure, on the other hand, is still here. You know it, and I know it. And the sad part to all of us, we don't want to engage them things, because now, since banks are creating money, they've broke the Constitution. They broke it. And so the monetary existence becomes more powerful. Look, beginning of the year when Donald Trump got voted out, he convinced the people to follow him to create the destruction on Capitol Hill. And innocent people perished because of that. And he did say this, I'm going to come down there with you. We're going to march down there. So everybody else went for it, but wait a minute, here's the catch. Everybody got charged for it. You've seen the destruction of the white race. This is what they always do. And they're always a destructive people. They're destructive people that will never change. But people of color, we're not that way. And the hard part is, we all cannot engage in those circumstantial behaviors because we were never raised that way. The abuse of mankind, the abuse, again, hear me, folks, abuse. I've seen this today waiting for Jibril and Amin to help us get a tank of gas to get going with all the donations I have in advance. Here's the catch. I sat at the park waiting for them, and we sat on this bench. There were some Indian people come by, and I noticed one of them, my little brother, Myron. So he came up on a bike. He was sitting there. But before we sat down, there was these white people and a sister, a black sister, okay? And this is what was insulting. The black sister had two white babies from this white man. They had a Florida license plate on their vehicle, okay? And so that's how America depicts human assumption. They assume it that it's okay. Now, she had these two babies, and they didn't even look black. What does that tell you? You see, America has always done this in the name of a falsified regime called freedom. And it'll never, man, get anywhere. And when the little baby seen me walking towards the park bench and start crying, and it ran to its parents. What does that tell you? America has always been a fear-based society that generates racism. Because if it didn't have that, that baby wouldn't have went off and discharged like that. That's fear and hate. And so this is what the parents teach them at an early age. And she was crying like somebody was trying to kill the baby. Like that. Okay? And it ran to its parents. And here's the catch. The dad got in the car and left the black sister outside to attend the baby. This is how humanoids become. So when you go back to the hierarchy on monetary existence, paper dollars don't mean nothing. When the dollar was created back in the days out of paper, it was a silver certificate. Silver certificate. It was backed by something. Now that the Department of Revenue and all these mints create paper dollars, it means nothing. It's just a legal tendered note backed by nothing. You see, so when Lincoln and JFK did this, remember, JFK told the Russian people to get out of Cuba because that's how far the Soviets came to my country. They came that close to Turtle Island. And it was JFK that said, hey, look, I'm giving you guys less than 24 hours to get out of Cuba. If not, I'm going to take Cuba off the map. That was the president that stood for people the same way Lincoln stood for people. See? And since those two presidents have gone, you have never, ever had no other president that put people first. And I rest my case with that because that's how the hierarchy does things. Helicopter's coming again. So I'm going to wheel it back to you guys for open discussion and more. Parentheses. Back to you guys.
Hey.
Oh, man, that was a beautiful expression, Snoop.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello?
Hello, hello. Yeah. Go ahead. You got the line.
This is David.
Hey, Dr. Raphael, how's it going?
Just want to give you an update. You may not be aware of it, but the it's called the Global Currency Reset, which is in process. The dollar bill is, and all the other world currencies are about to be asset-backed, which means they're going to be backed by gold. So the dollar will have that value. Right now it's fiat. It's like Chinook was saying, it's not backed by anything. It's just in God we trust. There's no official backing to it at all. But it is about to be backed by gold. Again, this is big news.
Okay, that in God we trust. Does anybody know what that means?
Well, ultimately, who else can you trust?
Government Ordnance Division. Yeah, so.
Hey, that's big news. This is big, big, big economic news. You can check it out, folks.
Well, presently, they are broke. Yeah. Oh, brother.
Anyone else have a subject?
Well, I'm here. So if anybody wants to talk about COVID, we've got some really solutions here.
No, not COVID now. We got other topics.
We got to do something.
Hey,
this is Oyate here. Go ahead. That's Oyate there. All right, Oyate, break eyes. Say something, man. Come on.
Okay.
I want to hear it.
I wanted to clear up something, correct something from that was said from last night. The young guy, Mark, he was disputing that bunch of noise in the background there. He was disputing that the Spanish weren't white people. And it didn't sound right to me, so I did some research on it, and he said he researched everything. But I did some research on it, and the Spanish are considered white, Caucasian, because they're European. They aren't considered a race, per se. They're considered an ethnic group, but they're also considered Caucasian. And they were involved in annihilating the American or the indigenous people. They supposedly sold the Louisiana Purchase to France, but they didn't have title to it, and so they didn't actually own it. And so because of that fact, the Louisiana Purchase is invalid. So anyway, I just wanted to clear that up because it wasn't a factual thing that Mark was saying, that the Spanish weren't white people. That's when we was talking about how it was all white people that stole the land from all the indigenous tribes, and That stands true. Without
a doubt. I have a number on here, all ones. So I didn't put the mic on it, so you wouldn't need to delete this number and let them keep listening on to it.
And what number is that?
1111111.
That's that Jenny Pipe from up there in Montana. That girl's a federal informant. Always pay attention to her.
Hey, I got
no good.
They don't have the mic to just still listen. So do you want to delete it or just let them keep listening?
She's a junkie, and, you know, she's responsible for the death of her own child. This is what all the Northern Cheyenne have told me, and they've also said she worked in the pharmacy. She was stealing pharmaceutical pills and serving her purpose to the members of the, you know, the Batista of my people right there in Lame Deer. So every time when you see that number come up, that's her. You know,
okay.
That's really wrong. That's really wrong that she wants to listen in. And then she's going to use that information for herself that you all talk about, and then she's going to intrick it on someplace else. You see, this is what you people don't understand. Infiltration's everywhere. Now, Oyate made a point about something that was really critical, and I'm going to say it this way. He read something on the computer, and I know he did, because he didn't pick up a book. What I'm saying, folks, is the book has more knowledge and more validity than the machine. The machine is what Dr. Rayfield, Bryce Inderwoods, and all the rest of them get involved, but they don't get into the book. The book will make your brain healthier. You can exercise it with its full intent of its extreme. And then you have a right to really use the utmost parentheses to discuss open venues, okay, like a guitar player. Without a guitar player, a song ain't going to be a song, and it takes a singer to make that song. So the song will be so pretty and notified, but it's the singer that really made the song happen. So my point is, when there's information, when you look at the Louisiana Press, because remember, Napoleon is the one that created this topics that are bad. Napoleon. And that's why, man, they knocked him off. But see, here's the catch. All them eastern tribes from Maine to Florida and inward are no more. If you ever been out to the east coast from Vermont, Delaware, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, all them tribes, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, small nitwits of people, small fool. Handfuls, okay? And so when a majority of them all got into the system's requirement of creating an emphasis to outline their own appearance of who they are, they don't exist in the full intent. We used to have professional wrestlers that were Cherokee. We had professional wrestlers that were Choctaw, Chickasaw. They blended in with white supremacy as professional wrestlers. Waho McDaniel, the Jay and Jewel, the Stronghold brothers, you know, all of these guys, you know, these were things that people hurt the public in, because Native people are struggling to remain free in the year 2021, but over a course of history, they really appreciated the adaption of how white America practiced and perfected colonial policies to strip you from your God-forsaken human rights as a free person. That's how independence works. And when you had a commerce exchange like indigenous people did, rather than the coin metal and paper dollars, we traded with our buffalo hides, our wild turnip, and other tribes had different necessities that they traded for us, for our needs and our goods, the same way we needed their goods, tobacco and so forth. Tobacco back in the days was by the Cherokee people and many other eastern tribes that grew it naturally, okay? So it didn't create cancer. It didn't create none of this. White man put ingredients in that shit to kill people and control them. So now everything that belonged to the indigenous people in the continent of Turtle Island, I said this on previous shows, that they're selling it all back to us when these are all indigenous people, whether it's the potatoes, the celery, the carrots, all of this stuff, they belong to us. And the sad thing about it is you people that are all educated and that are part of the system, you're forgetting that. Hell, you're forgetting to hunt, eat wild game, fish, wild berries. You can't even go out there and pick them, eat them for yourself to taste the richness of that real sugar. That's the hard part. And until we get back into those basics, you know, necessities and elements of that value of life, then and only then can we continue on to move freedom in this place. That's how independence works. And we'll never get there until you guys recognize it. And when Oyate was mentioning about what Mark did, take a look at this. Let's go back to 1235. That's the farthest calculation you could ever see how Turtle Island existed. But all of our written material, stone and hide, white man took them and hid them and then replenished them for his own sake. Jesus, they paint him white. When I was over in Brazil, there's a statue of Christ with his arms out looking down. He's all white. Even his dress is white. His hair is white. His face is white. His hands are white. What does that tell you? See, that's the hierarchies, you know, monarchy of how they, you know, implement that change of command to neutralize people's rights, thinking God is the superior. No, that's not true. White man loved to lie. He will always lie. That's the way it is. I said in a previous show, that's the devil in true form, whether you like it or not. And then I'll tell all of you, see that problem. Look, the sacred pipe is what governs Turtle Island, whether you like that or not either. The sacred pipe. The turtle people created this earth that we're on. That's why it's called Turtle Island or the Island Hill. See? But we don't think like that because we're all trying to bastardize the way we think from a European and a white man's colonized mindset through English. Right or wrong? That's right. It's sad that we can interpret his language and we think we can outdo each other with his language, but the sad, you don't know your own. So how can his language be superior than yours? The animals still have their language, okay? The deer, the elk, the buffalo, the prairie chickens, the hawk, the eagle, the falcons, the fish, all of them, the turtles, they all got their language. And they never replaced it for English. They never replaced it for English, listening audience. God dang, if you can't look at the four-legged, the winged creatures, what's your problem of talking? That's not inhuman, and I'm not trying to use that to outdo you. All information is good information. But if we're not going to talk and think like indigenous people, what the hell are we talking for? That's my point. And I take full responsibility of my words and actions because some of you get offended. And goddammit, if you do get offended, that's your problem, not mine. See, you keep utilizing the aspects of way white America has used colonized mindset to take control of you, but you'll never blame him for the fault that he has created, bad or otherwise. There's nothing good about the white race. Nothing good about that man, because that's the devil. The devil destroys everything. He confuses everybody. He keeps separation. And I look to Dr. Raphael and my little brother Bryce. They say they have information, but it comes from the goddamn computer. I know it does. And I'm not attacking these two guys. What I'm trying to tell you is take a look at the tree of life. Go look at a pine tree. Go look at a cedar tree. Go look at a red willow, a cottonwood. Go look at them. And you look at them from the heart's view, not the eyes view, the heart's view. And you tell me. You tell me. And you better look at them when... Gaze yourself into that mindset and fall over and bump your head. Then maybe you'll come back to reality. But take a look at them. And when you look at them, then you're going to understand why they're here. They're here to give us sanctuary, give us shade, give us shelter, give us everything in their own natural beauty. That's the hard part. We keep putting the white man first, just like this white bastard flying his helicopters around. Making noise. The white race, the devil's a noisy man. And that's what people get offended by that. They look at me. I know they're listening to the radio show. So when they see Kinupa picking up donations from people that I resurrected to see where the problem lies, which is their own people, oh, they're all like skeptical. Don't forget, grandmothers even turned against me. Grandmothers did. Do I get offended by it? No, because I didn't do nothing to it. I'm a man of my word. And until I ask my grandmothers to get clearance, then I can give what the grandmothers ask for. But it takes the wisdom keepers of grandmas that are much older for these younger grandmas to achieve something. And it's called patience. If you learn how to have that value of patience that you once believed in, everything will grow in this manner as it should. And Tanuf is a man of his word. I'm a man of my word. I might be late in getting it done, but I don't break my word for anybody. There's two people I trust in the world. The first one's me, and the other one ain't you. The other person I trust is dead, and that's my grandpa. Back to you all, listening audience.
Okay. Tanuf, I'm on. What did you mean when you say that? I might not say it right, but you might talk like an alien, you might sound like an alien, but you're not an alien. So, could you explain why you say that?
Okay, let me amplify on that, and that's a good topic. When I say just because it looks like an Indian and sounds like an Indian, doesn't mean it's an Indian. Okay. You can look with it in an appearance of wearing beads and dresses and, you know, feathers in your head and a headband, a breechcloth, moccasin. You can put on for an image. That's why I call today's Indian people sticker Indians. They're not the poster child no more because they blended in. Now, the reason why I say that, the American Indian movement gave up their parentheses. The Black Panther Party did it. The Brown Berets did it, and even the Ku Klux Klan, they did it. But the Strongheart Dog Soldiers, on the other hand, we're still in the game. We're still in the game. We're known as extremists, but the rest of them, they got with the program. They blended in. So when it looks like an Indian and sounds like an Indian, because they're going to talk like that, and you're going to really see the versified virtuosity that they have, like electricity running through a tube of wire. Okay? But here's the catch, folks. If you don't really have the guttural pronunciation of existence, because we've all been through abuse through the boarding schools. We had our language taken away from them and so forth. Okay? But as primitive we once were, and as a multicultural environment is today, and struggling to remain in that primitive behavior, we're forgetting who we are. That's why I say, just because they look like Indians and sound like Indians, don't mean they're Indians. An Indian, which is a, you know, unilateral term created by the French and you know, other people, Spaniards, Italians, all of them called us that because they thought they were lost. They thought they found India, when in fact they found Turtle Island. So the sad thing about it, if Columbo and his crew were lost, they're still lost today in 2021. And so when I say, just because it looks like an Indian, sounds like an Indian still has language, no matter what the word is, even if it's one word that has a real pronunciation of a guttural, acceptance. And that one word can amplify it into a sentence, right or wrong. That's right. And that's how you make a long story short. Thanks for that question. I mean, that's a beautiful one.
And also, you always emphasize and express with compassion about the language, and you think how important the language really is. Now, what do you say to the people who say, well, that was back then, but this is now. Why should I learn the language in my culture? What would you say to them?
Okay, here's what I'll say. If you want to remain in the history book, shut up and blend in. Because that's where the white race is putting you today in 2021, a history book. And you got a lot of writers out there putting Indians in books without their consent, without their approval. Now, I remember one thing that little Blackfoot lady that always comes on the radio show, little Jenny, okay? I remember one thing she told me, and this is a remarkable thing. She told me some white people came to see her grandparents when she was a little girl. She must have been maybe 4 or 5 years old. She couldn't even think purely because she was still pure in the indigenous form. And she told me that the white race tried to take the knowledge from her grandparents and put it in a book. And a lot have done that, but they misinterpreted it. So when you misinterpret a value, okay, you're going to become a sticker Indian. Remember this too. Remember and remember. When you became a poster child in indigenous culture, that dehumanized your own character. And it's out there. Okay? Now, when you engage in topics that are versified, okay, from your own acceptance. I'm using the white man's terminology of English to describe this because you all speak it. I speak my languages, but I'm grateful for that through my grandparents. So what I'm amplifying and engaging on is because the fact that you all say, oh, well, we got to get with the program. I don't care if I'm Indian or not. Well, I do care if you're Indian or not. Chanupa Gluha Money does care if you're not. Okay? And here's why. Because if you're going to constantly engage and stand with the culture that destroys, what did I just say in the early parts of this conversation? I seen a black sister with two babies, and them babies were not black. They were white. What does that tell you? That's how America is. America is a country of mixed people. Yes, they are. The word America, A-M-R-I-C-A, America. Break it down. My grandpa taught me this. Take the I off America and put it off on the left. Cross the I out. Get the letter M, put it next to it. You created a word. I'm. And then you got the remaining vowels there left, okay? You got an A, and you got an E. And then you got other alphabets that's still remaining there after you took the I and M. Now take a letter A because the word America ends in a, it begins with an A and it ends with A. So take one A and put it next to I'm a. Now you created another word as a sentence begins. I'm a. Okay? And then the last remaining letters you have is one A, a R, and a C and an E. You put them together, you got R-A-C-E, which creates a race. You put I'm a race, which means a mixed race. That's how you define America. It's a race of mixed half-breeds, okay? And the sad thing is you're all in it, even me. But my blood's indigenous. I'm part Lakota, I'm part Cheyenne, and I'm part Mexica. And the greatest thing about that, I speak all three of them languages. I speak Nahua, I speak Notetemesta, and I speak Lakota. And every time when we talk about these things, more of an appropriate measure, like the white man, he can't be quiet. He's got to make noise. That's how evil that man is. So the constant denial of human rights is a coexistent foundation that you all engage on. You like to follow the white man's parentheses. Don't say you don't. You do. That's why you're stuck on computers. You're stuck on the TV screen that's not alive. And the hard part is you don't want to research from books. And all these books were given to you. They exonerated and erased a lot of stuff of the material that the white man to this day is fearful for it exploiting itself to get out to the mainstream public. Now, Oyate said he found something in the School of Mines many years ago, and he took it to Fool School, one of our Teton leaders, Grandpa Frank Fool School, who led us in Wounded Knee in 1973 and elsewhere. And so he found this book that was created in the knowledge of white people called Dialogues and Descriptions Surrounding the Signing of the 1868 Fort Laramie Treaty. And he been trying to find it to create the validity that all of that was a lie. It was illegal. But this is how white people do that. They write it down, so you don't have to write nothing down. No. Our ancestors never knew how to write. They used word of mouth. To this day, as I said earlier in this conversation, the animals still speak the truth, and they never replaced it with a lie. The animals still speak the truth, and they never replaced it with a lie. So we two-legged are becoming liars now because we're following the dialogue of a white man. The same way this son of a bitch keeps flying over, making noise over and over. And he's listening in. That's why he keeps flying over. They're probably saying, what's them Indians doing there? I had to pull over, man, to talk with you guys on this radio show. Because I didn't want to miss anything of it, because when you look at it, okay, look, let me really answer the big question to put an end. When the indigenous people created commerce exchange, we add our own identity to create soul substance. Soul substance is the value of life, right or wrong. The substance is what you created from the earth and the four-legged, which is pronounced soul substance, right or wrong. That's right. So all the knowledge you have, listening audience, I want to ask you this question. If you take a glass and you put broken glass together, what do you have, listening audience? Somebody answer it for me. And I don't want Mark, little Mark Blackcrow, to answer it because I cheated with him the other day. So don't answer it, Mark. Everyone else that really is smart, if you have a glass and you have broken glass together and you put them together, what do you have? Somebody answer it because you all talk. Answer that question for me.
Come on, people. The board is lit up. Answer the question.
See? That's the problem. We talk too much. Well, I'm going to answer it for you, listening audience. If you have a glass and you have broken glass and you put them together, you know what you have? You have a glass full of glass. End of story. God, man. It's like they say on some of those movies, especially Coming to America, when Eddie Murphy and Arsenio Hall came from Africa and they seen that symbol of that dog laying there, and the guy that ran that apartment, he said, it's a damn shame what they did to that dog. He didn't care about the human life. He was worried about the dog. What does that tell you? Huh? The virtue was about the animal. Think about it. He didn't care about the life laying there, and that was written and outlined in white. He was worried about the dog. And as primitive they once were, at least that black brother understood that. The value was the four-legged. He didn't care about that other, you know, outlined person laying there. He said, it's a damn shame what they did to that dog. He didn't care about whoever was laying over there. You see what I'm getting at? That's how white people are today. When somebody dies, whether it's a child, boy or girl, adult figure, mom or dad, aunt or uncle, and an elder, grandpa or grandma, okay? They put you in a box. Or at least that's what some of you still do. Put them in a box. And then you're in a prison while you're dying and you're dead because your body can't function normal now. It's over. But here's the catch. The spirit continues to live on. The spirit will carry on, okay? And the sad thing about it is one time indigenous people understood the value of that. That's why we hung our people up on scaffolds. Scaffolds. And those scaffolds nourished our body back to the earth. What fed us when we were above earth, the deer, the elk, the buffalo, the geese, the ducks, the fish, the berries, what fed us, we turn around and feed it. So the bugs and worms come back and eat us, vice versa, balancing an ecosystem, okay? So going back to that same prerogative and parentheses about what's happening today in 2021. Here's the English language dominating everybody's virtue. In less than 5 minutes, I'm going to give you a beautiful strength of a language that's pure. And here it is, to answer this question. Hola, te leches, y yo que te apó. Wolak hota na ha weni tchopi tukte inita hanta. Wama kashkanki lena nijupi. Ho hechus e inichake. Makha ochlate na ha makha ankata. Wakhat kanka kichi mane tukile we chosani. Na we choni hena nijupi na ho heta ha inichake. We are na we chasha. Hena wakhanki na ha ki oispapi. E honey tchonkasla wakina. Ochi mit hoki hena hetsu se ospema kya na ina mit hoki na ko ho yun kha oyate glena echa ho chuka unji kakam na stala kokata kya echa gna ka na taku wobble ze wan piki hetsu se oyate hichimpi ho yun kha wana makhpia ta kya oyate glena eto ape yun kha wa khat kha ki chi mane de kuta ina ho ha lechu se ochi cha ka okte na ospechu chikte na ko Lena e honey le wak shopik lena o kasila wana untina iname koki. Hena o spema hensa o spema kyab ha wona honki le nakpa na chanteo gna hechu se nako na iwati. O eta hanaki kusha o bluspe. Hensa we choik lena trokata kya kakol yewa na yanke. Ho! Wana hochoka ye le kakoki. Hochoka le kakab ha. Tava oyate glena kawinta na ocho chan lechus e chagna kapi. Na hena tchatia topa ogna hechus de egna kapi. Na lakota ki lena wichoye ke na hakti wawa khan wazi suta oispab na na hakti yu hapi. O hechus nupa wakha. Na e hani hechus e kaunspe on kiab ha. Toani wichoye ki le mila haska ka owa api ogna inigwapshmi. Toani. Toani hechus. Ho yun kha isam wana washichi ap khaki lena lechun se taku ichunia piki hena hechun se timpi. Ho wana necha iyachu na ha washichi kaunse piki ake. He uncha oyate on kit hap lila iyo teki ap na kakishi ape. As ables ap te ampeti on si lechun se nazi bhanta. Wak shape suta walata bhanta. Wak hans hanka. Kichi mane tukile toni onisi akab na ha. Tak shita lena Oyate trokja hena yuhaki. Tony hechus e itub shneo. Tony hechus e onichaka shne. Oa kanka wagla kapi. Ho hena echa woki ki he yanke. Hena slowan na hanako. As matuene shne. Lea ke chanupa gluha mani echa ochi chokten o spitsi chokten. As nuchi ni wanichapi. Meti wahe mataha he nuchi waniche echapi. Na chankpe opi heche onsha si tranka tra oyate hena onsha khpa pi konkasi la wake heche onsha khpa insha. Hena echa wola kota ki he wak shapi ki he yanke. Na tueni heche si iwogla ka. Lila ota leche si tako wapi kankike iglecha o ki he osi ta hena paslo abo ki. O te ati wogla ka. Na mila hanska tra wop heki isaki diuta kam na tako hena o spitch of te kile ihakam hena iapi. Na lakota ki le ekutaki. Hena wa steshne mitaki epi. Na wichoka ogena lechun si ochicha. Wichoye ki le wakank bi kya. Lila ota wichoye tchopi gluni pi. Ash, na hankchi chante wazi luhapi. Chante he luhab hanta. Wichoye ki le kakpi iyan. Chante ogena hechun si timea yata iyan. Hechun si woki he yanke. Cha hena echa ochicha ka. Lila ota le taku iwoglak okile ena ieho nisni. Waka! Oate tchoksa ptala tohant kawinta abhanta. Hocho kakile na ishnana yankapi. Na ha wichoye tchopi ena echa onse. Na mila hanstaki ena ishe tchopi kum. Ash he toni ieho ni okikshni. Ulak hota. Titisa unyapi. Na mashika kahunia ena. Ena yanke. Sa wichoye kile na num hanta. Ta komani taku kash. Ta najim na kakti ye. Ena echa wosu ta he yake. As tu ene hechu si wogla. Lila ota mason kapi na hiyo po. Le o kanchu lan iwag la kaki he ni tkapi. Mi tkashni, hena ni tkapi. Na iwashi chi ak kaki he ni ekte. As ota na taku e chanokte na wola kota wichoye. Dua wichoye tokta lo habhanta kokata ichumpo. O hena he yake. Now, I'm going to turn it back. See, I just did it within, you know, a few minutes. And that was a beautiful language of sentence that it was still here. Now it's up to you all to decide what I say. That's why I say that. Just because it looks like an Indian and sounds like an Indian don't mean it's an Indian. Make sense? Hell yeah. An Indian person described from the dictionary books is a person that still has language. I am not a conquered individual. I still have my own languages. I'm not conquered. And for the rest of you that get offended because you were in boarding school or nobody never taught you, you're lying to yourself. That language is in you. You just don't want to wake it up. And I put it back to you guys at the top of the hour of six. Back to you all listening audience. Engage. Share something strong with some validity that we all can engage on. Back to you all. And thank you for those questions, Amin.
Okay. 605-4781. Take where you're calling from, your name, your concern, or do you have anything to say on this topic that Snoop will just understand?
Yeah, this is Laleen.
Go ahead.
Good evening. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we hear you. We can hear you, but you're not saying anything.
Oh, okay. I didn't. Well, I said, did you hear me? And I didn't get a response. Yeah. This is Laleen. I just,
okay.
Yeah. Another thing I guess that I get out of that is, you know, there's, when we talked about America and the mixed race stuff, I remember when I was little, my grandma and grandpa had me, and then they were taken from them. You know, all America does is leave, you know, people searching, not knowing who they are, not feeling like they belong anywhere. You know, I'm mixed race, you know, and I'm almost 50 years old, and I don't know where I belong at times. You know, I don't feel like I belong anywhere. And we can thank the, you know, white race for that and for, you know, the government system. And, yeah, that's all I got to share, really. I'm going through a lot right now, but, yeah, I just really just appreciate all of his words and his wisdom that he shares with all of us. Hope.
Okay. Glad to have you on the show and that you, speak up what you have to say. You know, that's a good thing. You know, that's what this show's about for us, for, you know, the people, you know, especially concerned, you know, and that's good. And I'm glad that, you know, glad you engage and welcome to the show. Very cool. 8359. Do you state your name, where you calling from, what you can find, and do you have anything to say on this topic? Come on, people. The show's only as good as you engage in it. We implore that, you know, You start talking and let us know what is your crash, what you can find in your neck of the woods, you know. So, you know, so speak to us. Let us know. Area code 917-2285. State your name, where you're calling from, what you can find. Do you have anything to say on this topic that has been discussed?
My name is Mark. This is Mark Black from Black Tree and Govan.
Hey, Mark, glad to. Hey, man, come on, engage. Come on, my boy, come on.
Yeah, I've listened, and we all have like the same concerns, you know, same concerns. I strongly believe what Chinooka says. It does take a language to make the people, you know, and. They took that for me, but it is. It's in me. I anytime I can, you know, learn my language. But that's what makes the people. I want to hear solutions. I want to hear people's ideas of stuff they came up with. Like, you know, this is what we're going to do. Like, that's what I want to hear because I have some ideas. You know, instead of going to school and learning the English language and their history, we need to make a society on just traditional knowledge, being raised in a teepee like our ancestors did, like our great-great-grandparents did. Give the next generation that chance that we fight and what we want so much today, because that's what I hear. That's what I hear from everybody from all over. Is that's what they want. They want that back, and that's what we need to do. I've had, you know, a couple ideas that were given to me, not my own ideas, but were given to me, that we need to bring the North, the South, and the Central together in love and understanding, because that's how it's going to work. That's the only way it's going to work, what I'm being told. You know, like, there are some tribes, nations that are so into this white way of life that all they think about is working 9 to 5, we got to get a degree. You know, they don't think anything else outside that white box. You know, everybody's controlled. But I want a generation before I die where they're taught traditional knowledge like our grandparents were taught the original way, and then give them an opportunity at a certain age if they want to learn the white man's way or continue into our original ways. Because I myself, I don't want to be cremated and buried in a box. No, I want to be buried in a tree. You know, like they say, the white people family tree. Yeah, they took that from us. I don't want to be buried in a box, man. I don't know. It just, that's what we need to do, though. We need to all come together. All of us come together. Create our own United Nations. Let them know, hey, we're still here and we're done. We're done. You know, because the white race is the minority. So that's what I have to say right now. I'll let somebody else share some solutions, because, you know, Chinupa, he goes and gets food and stuff. That's good. That's helping the community. There's not enough of that. That's how it used to be. Canning, making your own clothing. There are plenty of roots. And I myself was taught by my auntie how to survive in Oregon, living on the streets, eating certain plants certain times of the year. I survived off of her knowledge of living outside. I lived outside for a while. You know, when it comes to language, it is very true. We need our language back. Because to me, that's the truest form of the language. It's the truest form of, like, a tree. Like, originally, it wasn't called a tree. The white man taught us that's how it's called, is a tree, the clouds, water. Those ain't their original names. Those are their terms. Those are the way they see it. It takes away the spirit when you say it's just a tree. It's just a deer. It's just a rock. They make it seem lifeless when you use their language. Okay. All right. I'm done.
That's a beautiful piece, Mark. I appreciate you engaging with that. And the young man is right, because the generation that Mark represents is true. And it's up to all of you constantly get back into them wisdoms that you had shared upon with your elders. Your elders gave you that to survive and coexist in this world we live in. And if we don't give it back to the kids to make them move forward, I can only do so much. I cannot do it by myself. My grandfather used to tell me that all the time. He said, prepare for the future for what I'm giving you. And now I talk like my grandpa. And I'm honorable that he did do that to me. Because I was born and raised without a dad. I had my dad with me, but they took my dad from me when I turned 8 years old. So I was raised a bastard from there on. Now I became a grandfather, a father, an uncle, a brother, a son, a grandson, a great-grandson, a nephew. All of that fit in this place, the same cycle that our ancestors have done. From generation to generation, from time immemorial, we all coexisted because of language. And without that, children like Mark are never going to ever have that ability to exercise the full independence of freedom. Just like him, I lived off the land before. I've done it. It's a beautiful thing. And I had to get back over here to this modern stuff to help my people because everybody else keep running to that commonwealth of this commercial way of living. No shit, folks. They did. And as we're coming down to the bottom of the half hour of six, let's get into a strong closing avenue of that and close it with a beautiful song. Anyone else have something else to contribute?
Snoop, I got one more question to ask you, if you don't mind.
Okay.
When you said you want to take the COVID to the UN, you have people saying or might be thinking that why would you go to the UN and what good will they do to us and what type of good would they do for us and how would they help us? Could you explain why would you go to the UN?
Yes, that's a topic, a big question. Okay, here's what I'm going to say to answer that with a truthful intent. Meaning that if you decide to create something, then it'll be honorable. But don't use it to the perfection of how white people always practice and perfect colonial policies to create a description. Look at the Bible, the white man's Bible. It was created in English in Germany in 18-something. I wasn't even born there. The people in Lakota country and Turtle Island never even existed with that Bible. It was the missionaries that abused that topic with it. So the reason why we're trying to use that in the term of a pronunciation is because that's how the white people deem it. But it has to be done according to how we deem it. It's never a first until we try. And the reason why we got to take it to the United Nations, remember, Dwight Eisenhower created that foundation because there's other world leaders in there. There's people from the Netherlands, Lithuania, Australia, Canada, Great Britain, India, England, China, Japan, Korea, Mexico, El Salvador, Cuba, Brazil. There are many indigenous people out there that still coexist. Don't forget the late Hugo Chavez from Venezuela was indigenous. Evo Morales was indigenous. We can run our own countries. We can. But we have to get back in believing in it. We don't do that anymore. And so by taking this prerogative very seriously on how we're going to engage in these topics to hold the UN accountable is that we got to create it for ourselves and present it to people of color, not the white race. The white race don't speak for the indigenous people in the continent of Turtle Island, which you all call America. Well, I'm an American Indian. No, you're not. You're neither. You're not an American, and you sure in the hell ain't an Indian. The Indian people are over in India, folks. Frances Frucci gave you that name America, a Latin term. And the hard part is, that's what you all don't want to engage on. Because once we set a foothold in the United Nations, then we take it a bit further. We take it in to Geneva, Switzerland. It's never a first until we try. And we have to do that. And then the other day, some people get kind of out of proportion with this. They get out of proportion with this. After we present these cases and issues before the United Nations, what's the resolve? Now the resolve is this. Continue to act like who you are as an indigenous man or woman. That's it. That's the resolve. Pick up the berries. Go hunting. Utilize those efforts the way our ancestors done to revise it. It can be done. And it's simple. The only person that gives life on this earth to this day is who, folks? It's our women, right? That's why we're known as the matriarchal people. The turtle is what created the earth, and she was a female. Duh. Come on now. And a lot of you people that use white man language, you exclude women? Well, you men better get your shit together. Pull your head out of your behind and really smell that shit you're carrying. You have to engage women. Because if women weren't the parentheses in life, why did your mom give you life? That's the hard part. So when you answer these questions truthfully and abruptly, this is the way you do it. It's never a first until we try. Because many other people that went to the United Nations, you all seen it. There's some YouTube shit about them, too. They're all talking about, oh, I'm Indian, I'm this, Indian that. Remember what Floyd Redcrow and Johnny Cash did? They had a song together that they both made, remember? It's been 500-something-odd years that the white race has been in our country, and not one Indian turned white. Well, that's so true. The only thing that exists is the crossbreed. People sleep with white people. They have white babies. No matter what color creed they are, they still do that. Because they think the white man is the almighty God. They think white man is the heavenly father. They think he's the ruler of this great turtle island. No, he's not. He's a squatter. He's an occupier. And he's still in that parenthesis of not knowing who he is. And he's the devil. And so, present it before the world leaders in the United Nations, we'll get to resolve, because aren't you guys sick and tired of being under colonial rule? Well, you're always restricted. Jenny, the little Jenny from Blackfeet country, she did something in her lifetime to change something in the state of Oregon. She told me this many times because it had to do with the food stamp benefit. And she fought them because she couldn't use it out of state. While the white man used his shit out of state, every day he uses it. Why do you think different states come into another state? If it wasn't illegal... That's the domination of the way racism, hatred, and fear does to a nation of people that are remaining free through their only best know-how. So she challenged them, and she successfully achieved that. And that's what you can do. But it's the white man, the devil himself, that says, oh, no, you can't do it. That man's a liar. Whether if he's listening in or not, you're a liar, white man. And I'll say it to your face, too, if you ever confront me. I'm waiting for you, white man. That's how you make long stories short, because it's never a first until we try. And then when we do that, okay, I urge other tribes to do the same thing. Continuously. Let's all band together and create one big natural genocide holocaust against the white race. It can be done. All tribes, start filing your genocide complaint against them, whether it's the Cheyenne, Arapaho, Navajo, Dene, Apache, whoever, the Blood, the Flathead, the Crow, whoever. It doesn't matter. Mandan, Hidatsa, Rikara, Lakota, whoever, Blackfeet, anyone. It doesn't matter. All of us, man, start doing that. We'll make that man come to his knees. He needs to be held accountable, or we're never going to continue. We're going to be back over here arguing and bitching, trying to get ahead again. We'll never get ahead until we do it. And that's how you exercise the freedom of independence. If you think I'm lying, then take a look outside and see who's still independent. The four-legged, the winged creatures, the grass, everything are still struggling to remain free. And the sad thing about it, we can't even look at the knowledge that they have. And when you take a good look at that knowledge, it's right in front of you, folks. Every country is doing that. They're pushing the white man out. They're pushing him out. South Dakota, there are people dying in the state of South Dakota. They're leaving. They're moving out. something's going on. And as I said before, grandma's turned against me again. I didn't do nothing to them. But I stand my course of action. I stand with the validity of who I am as a red man. And all these white fuckers that are driving in my country on these little machines, they all stare. Look at them. Every single one of them. What does that tell you? They're all out of state, every single one of them. And that's how you make a long story short, because that's the only way we're going to get our message to other world leaders. We don't want to meet with white people. We want to meet with people. Remember, when Hugo Chavez used to go to the United Nations, you know what he did? He had a smudge bowl. He lit it up because he's indigenous, to air it out. And he did that when Bush was in office.
Yeah.
Hugo Chavez, he did. No shit. It's recorded. And who else? Some of those other countries, those Arabic countries, hit President Bush in the head with the shoe. Took the shoe off and plugged him off. What does that tell you? Nobody likes the white race. It's him. He's the problem. And you have to engage to bring him to his knees. Otherwise, we're never going to go ahead. He kills nothing but people of color, whether they're indigenous, black, Hispanic, but he'll never kill his own. Think about it, folks. And that's the nature of this wrong. And until we don't recognize that, then and only then we're going to keep being that. Hey, I'm getting old now. I'm 64 years old, climbing that hill, man. And when I get up there, I got to go right back down. And that's the hard part, is getting you all to engage in the real topics of freedom, because you all want to be free and left alone. And the only way to do that is hold that man accountable, condemn him. And if you have anger within yourselves, don't take it out on Chinupa, take it out on them. I didn't make you that way. They did. I'm not your enemy. I'm somebody trying to help you, but on a logical term. Logical. The value of life. That's mine. And thanks for that question. It's a beautiful one. That's what we've got to do, to come together to go after them, but present it before world leaders of different countries. And that's how you make a long story short.
Anybody listen to audience or call in, have anything to say on this topic? Well, your own topic, you know, you're very welcome to, you know, chime in and say something.
Hello?
I was go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead. We hear you. Go ahead and talk.
Do you remember that movie, Taken?
Yes, I remember.
I don't care about those movies. We got to talk logic. Let's don't care about movies right now.
Okay.
We got
to
talk about logic.
All
on
I have
the earth.
To say, Mr. Malcolm X, is good luck. I mean it. Good luck. That's all I have to
good
say.
Luck. Good Thank luck. Thank you. Because Malcolm X did say one thing and nobody got it. Malcolm X said it's time for us black people to go home where we're originally from. That's what he said. He did in one of his speeches. And so to Dr. Raphael, well, good luck to you.
Thank you. I hope you enjoy the music.
Well, as we come to the bottom of the hour, on the bottom of the hours, we need to get ready for a song. And anyone else got a last-minute thought real quick, under 4 minutes?
I was just going to add on that it's true. It's very true when it comes to white people don't kill white people. You can go to any rich neighborhood, and it's probably the safest neighborhood in town. You go to a predominantly Hispanic or black or native neighborhood, they're hurting each other, they're killing each other. Just what the white man wants. I don't see white people drive by killing each other or beating each other because they drank too much. And it's like there's so many fronts that are attacking, you know, the minority, the people of color. And it's like the only way to escape is to either confront them or to join them. And I'm not joining those people because look what they did to this beautiful, beautiful Turtle Island you live on. All because in the name of, progress? Oh, progress. It's progress. What's the progress? People are still oppressed. People are poor, starving. dying of all kinds of sicknesses that were our sicknesses. The white people, man, they get a veil over everybody's eyes. You got to blame them, like Chinupa says. Everything we are going through that is bad is all because of the white men and every race of color. Because they intermix, you're mixed with different races. You forget where you come from, you forget your language. When you forget your language, you forget your culture, you forget who you come from, you forget where you are. That's why a lot of people are confused. They don't know if they belong here or not. It's because they took it from them, and they're really good. They've been doing this for thousands of years. They have. We need to take this to the UN and start living, like I said. Let's start, instead of sending kids to school, let's teach them the language and the stories like our grandparents, like our ancestors lived. Let's give them that opportunity and chance. We have that ability. We can create that today. I'm just surprised that it hasn't been done. But I'll let you guys go.
Man, that's beautiful. I take that mark again. So as we come to the closing minutes, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you all, it's been a beautiful soul again. The show has been very open and extraordinary because of you and engaging on things like that and bringing forth information for one another.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you make a healthy nation. But we keep depending on the white system for everything, then we'll never move ahead. And with that, I thank you all for coming on tonight's show, and I urge you all to come back next week on the Indigenous Voices of People. It's your show. It's not just Chinupa's. You guys take the lead and lead it. You all do it. Do it. Open it up with your own prayer. You can. And close it with your own song. And so with that, I'm going to close it with this song. And thank you all for coming, tuning in. Everyone that participated, Mark, you know, Oyate, Jabril, Brother Amin, and many others that were listening in, thank you all. Even that federal informant, you know, Jenny Pipe, even her, man. She's going to use knowledge. She's going to. Watch and see. It's coming. So with that, I'm going to close with this song real quick for all of you. And good night, sleep well, and hey, may the Great Spirit continue to bless you and watch over you and keep you alive and healthy. Let's help one another to be successful for independence and freedom. This is our song in closing. Walk away, chelo yo. Walk away, chelo yo. Makasi tomnia. Oh ye wahielo, ayeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyey Hey, yeah, wow, yeah, 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 Oh, ya te ki ni ya upi cha cha ma kha si to ni ya he ni ye lo yo aye ye he ho yu wa ma kha sha ni ye he ye lo yo aye ye ma kha si to ni ya Wama kashka heya ni elo yo Wama kashka ni elo yo Waka we ilo yo That song is in all of you's prayer tonight on behalf of the Lakota people and the Strong Heart Warriors Society in South Dakota. We share that to stay connected to the universe, to your, and where you're from. And all the animal nations can bless you if you believe in it and pick it up. Thank you all. We'll see you all next week. Pokahi. Open our trunk and cheat up. Have a great rest of the weekend. Take care.
Open our trunk.